joined by Cave's manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 3-2 defeat against Burgess Hill. Alan, even if they'd not scored at the end, it would have been a draw, which still wouldn't have been good enough.
Yeah, I suppose we're just getting nowhere at the minute because all we're doing is conceding goals, simple as that. Three last week, another three this week. We'll start the season off by being tight, but I certainly know where the problem is now. We need somebody who's going to be big and strong. Our defence was awful again today, and I said the same last week, and I'm really happy, and I am now, and I was last week with a back four. We're conceding loads of goals.
We can't afford to keep conceding goals like that and harbour hopes of reaching the playoffs, can we?
Without a doubt, no, it's Kilmer. It's absolutely Kilmer. I know Bobby Traynor's had a go when he's coming there, because the last goals, all the goals were awful goals to concede again, and that's all we do week in, week out, concede awful goals, and we can't do much about that. It's not from something, obviously. I've got to get my finger out, and I've got to get somebody up and head and kick the ball at the back, and we haven't got anybody like that at this minute, and people will say, well, he's not a bad player. You can't say that. You work as a unit, and the back four unit isn't a unit at the minute, and it just showed today how weak we are.
David Suki was involved in an exchange where he appeared to get hit in the second half. What was your take on that?
I thought he did. I did. But that's the referee's not looking or whatever, and might not have seen it. But I don't know how Suki got a yellow card, to be honest. I cannot work that one out. But I've got to praise Suki. Come on, he showed some effusionism, and something we haven't had for a while, I'm actually devastated, disappointed as always, and thought it was an awful result. And I can't believe, on paper before kickoff, I thought that was the strongest team we've put out all season. I really did. But I've been proved wrong. And like I say, I wish I could see it. Somebody done well. I wish I could say it now. I'm thinking for a team, Tommy Williams scored a great goal, but I wish I could say that somebody done well, and I'm crying out for me to say that, but at the minute I don't know who could have got man of the match at the year, because nobody's done well, and that's honest truth, nobody's done well.
And what happened at the end which led to their player being sent off?
I didn't see it, to be honest. I was actually looking like everybody else was at the goal, and I didn't see a thing, so that's not me, I just seen some people retaliate and all that, and pile in, but I wish I showed that blink and desire and all that when the game was going on, I don't want anybody fighting each other, but that little, we do it when everybody piles in then when it's the last minute, but how about doing it when the game's on, and start winning a few tackles and things like that, something we don't do.
I was going to say that actually Gavin Cartwright got involved straight away, and it's good to see that team spirit and everyone sticking up for each other. But if we showed that kind of spirit all through the game, we'd be okay.
I found out today about the falseness I did. I said, they get on well. There's a group of players that get on well, and they like each other, and they grow out together and things like that. But they're not proper mates, because proper mates stick up for each other when you pass a white line, help each other out of mistakes, help each other out by talking to each other. And we haven't got proper mates out there. I found out today, it took us this long to find out that. I'm looking how quiet it is, and people are doing shout at each other, taught each other, and it's got found out today. So very disappointing.
How did you rate Sean Beveney on his debut?
Just done alright. There's a lot more to come from, that's for sure. He's just done work here. He flattened his sieve at times. I thought he could have done better, to be honest, and I think he knows that. But I think we'll see a lot more or better of him, I think.
This group of players, we've been saying all season that they're good enough, we've been saying all season that we're going to make the playoffs. How much longer can we keep saying that, the amount of points we're dropping at the moment?
Well, kind of, it's similar to that, it stands out, if you've got a group of players who are trying to challenge for a top five, surely I'll be coming on here saying, well, he done well, and he done well, and he done well, but on my hand and heart and on my boy's life, I kind of think anybody who's come out of that game with any credits, we probably think they do, some of them I think they've done all right, and being all right can play in this league, next league down, but you kind of play in the higher league, and being all right doesn't get you in the top five. You've got to do a little bit better than that, and I haven't got players who are doing that at the minute. So I've got to be a better manager, as similar as that, for the last 10 games of the season. We've got to win them. It's similar, we've got to go to Metcalfe and win a game. There's no good hiding behind anything, and get a run going. If not, then, like I say, we'll have run achieved. And if I don't, I've just said it in there, if we had three or four games where we don't win games, and I will let a lot of people go, and I'll play the kids and give them a go, and get Adrian Weaver's youth team a chance to get something out of the season. I'm not paying wages for players, so we're just going to quite happy just to stay here at the end of the season.
It's not an easy place to start putting a winning run together, though, is it? Metpolis away next week, it's going to be tough.
We're flying and got some of our ex-players who are doing very well for them, and if we play like that, we'll get murdered, absolutely murdered. So I'll let them manage better, we'll let them play better, as simple as that.
Burgess Hill's reaction at the final whistle was like they've won a cup final. Part of that's probably due to the last minute goal, but is part of that due to that it is Kingstonian? We are a big club. You can't imagine teams reacting like that if they beat Cray or Met Police.
And you know, they went a bit over the top, I suppose. They banged on a few doors when they come in. We don't believe in that, but it may be. But you know, if they score in the last minutes, you would celebrate. You would do it. I've got no complaints about that, to be honest.
But do you think teams in general raise their game because it's Kingstonian? Because 5 years ago we were in the conference winning FA trophies. We're a big club for this league. Do teams raise their games against that?
I don't know. I think the ground and all that, it makes a difference because it's a nice ground and all of us. And I think it makes a difference because the name Kingstonian. But I don't know. I think our players should raise the games wearing the shirt, to be honest. That's what I wish I would do. I don't know if any of them know how lucky we are to play for this club. Me and Hamzy, you know how lucky you are to manage it and coach it, but I'm not so sure if some of them know how lucky we are playing for this club.